We live in a time of great division where the toxic cocktail of political tribalism and conspiracy theories bubbling along in the murky soup of social media is affecting our lives more than ever before. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. It's easy to despair sometimes when we see the lunacy of all these conspiracy theories passed off as truth. Try to set people right, try to point out the facts, try to get folk to think clearly with godly wisdom and truth, and you'll almost certainly be howled down. What? Have they all gone stark raving mad? How can people persecute me for stating what's been plainly obvious since time began? And so in our frustration, we're tempted to fight fire with fire, to shout back at those who've been shouting at us. Ain't that the truth? Let me ask you, when has shouting back ever had a positive outcome in your experience? So, time for a reminder today, time for God's take on our response to the madness that seems to be gripping the world. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 to 16. You may suffer for doing right. If that happens, you have God's blessing. Don't be afraid of the people who make you suffer. Don't be worried, but keep the Lord Christ holy in your hearts. Always be ready to answer everyone who asks you to explain about the hope that you have, but answer them in a gentle way with respect. Yes, we will be persecuted for doing what's right. Don't be surprised. Don't be afraid. Just keep your focus on Jesus and yes, always be ready to tell people why you have your hope in Him. But, and listen to this, this is the important bit, do it with gentleness and respect. Let me say it again. Do it with gentleness and respect. That's God's word fresh for you today. On another subject, a lot of people who believe in Jesus are struggling with church, and yet you being part of a church was always part of God's plan. That's what our latest special edition booklet is all about. It's called How to Choose the Right Church. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that you'll be able to request this particular booklet. So don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.